بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإنها دار نفاد ولا محل إخلال، ومركب عبور ولا منزل حبور. We were discussing the introduction of this kitab, Riyad al-Salihin, the Hadith kitab, and the compiler of the Hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, quoted the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created jinn and man but for the one and only purpose that they must worship me, they must make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And ibadat, yeah, worship, is in all its extended form, that is even earning our living is ibadat, our eating, our sleeping is ibadat. But to make it ibadat, it is necessary that our intention must be correct, that we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Even our business, our earning, etc., our eating, not just because we feel like eating, but for the pleasure of Allah. And then, very important, we should do it in the limits or that Allah Ta'ala has set down for us. That means our business must be correct, we must see that our transactions are correct, etc. The food that we eat must be also halal, it must be correct, we have to check all that. Then all this, our whole life becomes ibadat, and it is for that purpose that Allah Ta'ala has created us. And if a person reaches that position, as the great awliya, that they did not even earn, they only made Allah's ibadat all the time, which we know as ibadat. And in Allah Ta'ala saw to their needs more better than what we can see to our needs ourselves also. Allah fed them, kept them in a much more better way than what we can do for ourselves. So with regard to that ayat, further the compiler of the hadith writes that this dunya is only a place for us to fulfill our needs, and actually it is a place for us to cross over to reach Allah Ta'ala. And a beautiful example he gives further also, like a ship traveling on the water. The ship is not the object, the destination is the object. The ship is like we ourselves, and we are traveling. And the water is like this dunya. Where Allah made it such that we have to have this dunya in order to move. So we are moving on the water. So never let the water come into the ship. The minute a little water comes also into the ship, then eventually it will make that ship to sink, and everything will be destroyed. But the water must remain out of the ship, and then it is very beneficial. So just like that, this dunya must not be in our heart. It must remain out of our heart. So we will use the dunya and we will carry on, but the dunya must not be in our heart. The minute dunya enters the heart and we don't block that hole, then that person is going to sink also. And without the dunya, we cannot travel, the ship cannot move also. And our destination is not the ship and enjoyment and fun on the ship, but it is akhirah. That is where we have to reach. So he says that those people who stayed away from the love of this dunya and stayed away from their nafs and the desires of their nafs, the haram desires, those are the people who are the wise people. فَإِنَّهَا دَارُ نَفَادٍ لَا مَحَلُّ إِخْلَادٍ. For this world is a place that is going to get finished. It is not forever. Our lives will get finished, the world will also get finished. And it is not a place of eternity. وَمَرْكَبُ عُبُورٍ لَا مَنْزِلُ حُبُورٍ. And this world is a place, a transport, which we use to cross over. It is not the place of enjoyment. We are not here that we have to that it is a joyful destination. The ship itself, no matter what kind of a ship it is not a place of enjoyment. It is only a transport. وَمَشْرَعٌ فِصَامِ لَا مَوْطِنُ دَوَامٍ. And it is a temporary path, and it is not a permanent abode. This world, dunya, is only temporary, and we all know, we are seeing daily people are going to the Qabristan, nobody is staying here permanently. And it is not a permanent abode, it is only a path that we have to use to cross. فَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْأَيْقَاظُ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا هُمُ الْعِبَادُ. And it is for this purpose and reason that those people who are aware of this, and they take this dunya as only temporary. They take this dunya as a place only to cross over and to reach akhirat. And they don't make this dunya their permanent abode. And they don't think of it that we are going to stay here forever. Then for those are the attentive people. And those are the people who turn towards the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and they engage fully in the proper ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَاقَلُ النَّاسِ فِيهَا هُمُ الزُّحَادِ. And the most intelligent people in this world are those people who stay away from all the things of this dunya. That is, first and foremost, all the haram. And then also all those halal things also, which are not necessary for them. They can do without it. They stay away from all those things also. And then there are those people who stay away from almost everything of this dunya, and they only engage in the akhirat in every way. وَعَاقُلُ النَّاسِ فِيهَا هُمُ الزُّحَادِ. So this is the zuhad, those who exercise abstinence from this dunya, and they don't engage themselves in the love and the enjoyment of this dunya. And of course the haram is first and foremost that they stay away, then even from many halal and permissible things also, which they can do without, they stay away from all those things also, and they only take from the dunya how much is absolutely necessary for them to live, and then they prepare for the akhirat. We see such people who keep rozas also. The sehri is very minimal, and the iftar is extremely minimal, and the whole day they are engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is for Ramadan, but their whole lives also are like that. They don't go around in the world traveling unnecessarily. Where it is necessary, there they go. But unnecessary, they don't go around traveling and enjoying themselves, etc. They are just engaged, and they keep in mind the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this also. And then if we keep this in our mind and we read the hadith and listen to them, then they will have more better meaning to us, and we will apply them more in our lives. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا